She's articulate, she's passionate, and she tells the truth about health. She's Dr. Holly. It's time for the Dr. Holly Lucille Show.
Hi, folks. Thank you so much for joining. The Dr. Holly Lucille Show is, I don't know, it's a little bit much, but I prefer to call it mindful medicine because our goal here is to, hey, let's just wake up and just do better in taking care of ourselves. That's my goal. And thankfully, I have somebody here to help me tell the truth. I'm going to introduce her, but before that, I want to just tell you this segment is going to be about one of my favorite modalities. And a modality is kind of like an intervention. Like, okay, there's dietary interventions, there's lifestyle interventions, there's things like acupuncture, there's things like biofeedback. This is about essential oils, okay? And it's one of my favorite because it's so, so effective in my opinion and in my clinical experience. And it's so benign, meaning it doesn't cost very much. It's not going to do any harm. It's all those great things. But I have the lovely Dr. Sarah Lobisco. She is a naturopathic doctor just like myself. She graduated from the University of Bridgeport's College of Naturopathic Medicine. And listen, that is the newest. Well, not newest. There's several others, but she's a trailblazer because that curriculum started and it grew, and they are pumping out lovely, educated, brilliant doctors from that place. So she is licensed in the state of Vermont, and also, this is very important, holds a bachelor's of psychology from the state University of New York at what is it, Sarah?
Geneseo.
Okay.
Geneseo. Yes.
All right. That's my bad. All right. So, Dr. Lobisco, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
It is my pleasure. So, sorry for butchering your undergrad, but I think having a bachelor's of psychology is pretty awesome when it comes to, I guess, dealing with anybody in the healing world or the medicinal world, because you're partnering with people, and it's a lot about mind, body, the whole thing, correct?
That's right, yes.
So awesome. All right, but I think that's great, and I think it makes you well-rounded because you've got that clinical education as a ND, a naturopathic doctor, and then as well that rich background with your undergrad. But let's get to the point of our segment, the many benefits of peppermint oil. And I do. I absolutely love essential oils because, like I said, I think that they're so easy, they're cost-effective, and they're so effective. But what are they exactly for our listeners, and how do they differ from, let's say, herbs?
Okay, well, essential oils are the volatile liquids that are distilled from various plants, such as shrubs, flowers, trees, roots, and seeds. And the distillation actually concentrates the essential oils, so they are in a higher concentration than you would find in herbs. So, for example, we're talking about peppermint oil today. It would take about 28 cups of peppermint tea to equal one drop of therapeutic-grade essential oil of peppermint.
Aha.
They're very, very concentrated.
Right.
And
you know,
the essential oils... Go ahead.
Go ahead. Please, please, please. Go.
Oh, the essential oils are actually what the plant makes. When they're fighting off an infection or there's anything that might threaten its survival. And these are the defense molecules that the plants use. And for that reason, when we incorporate them into our health care, they also help protect us and help our immune system be strong.
Isn't that amazing how nature works? In fact, I think on my professional Facebook page, it was yesterday that I saw this picture and I posted it about how nature works that way. Like, literally, like the walnut, you know, half of a walnut looks like the hemisphere of your brain, right? The half hemisphere of your brain. And what are walnuts great for? You know, same thing with, like, with watermelon. What does watermelon have a lot of water, right? But if you eat the seeds, it's almost better than a loop of Henle diuretic, like a Lasix or such. And so I love that you see this in nature all the time. There's this plant, Archangelica angelica. It literally lives in Iceland, and it, like, lives under these crazy conditions. And the way that we use it in the body is almost mimics that same way. So we see this all the time in nature, and I think that's so amazing. Kind of like volatile oregano oil. Oregano, a lot of people know, Italian food, pizzas, et cetera, with the leaves. But that oil is so medicinal for fighting off infections.
That's right. Absolutely.
Right?
It's the
Yes. All right, okay.
Yes.
So we're going to talk specifically, I know, now about peppermint oil. What are some of the properties of peppermint oil? Like, what makes it so special? Because we're doing a whole segment on it, and you are like the master Mac Daddy Mac. So what is it about peppermint?
There's a couple things. First of all, we talked about the strength. So using peppermint oil, it's a little bit different than taking it internally, because when you apply the peppermint oil, either to, there's three different ways that you can use essential oils, which I should talk about first. You can
either through
the sense of smell, right? So you can inhale them. You can also use a cold air diffuser to diffuse essential oils. You can apply them topically, and as long as they're therapeutic grade and of high quality, you can also ingest them. And because they are so similar to our own biochemistry, they're easily assimilated into every cell of our body. And because they're so concentrated, that's what makes them so strong. And you don't have to worry about, say, if you're one of the things that peppermint oil is most famous for is its ability to help with digestive issues.
Yeah.
Right? So they sell a lot of peppermint oil in enteric-coated capsules, which means that it's protected against stomach acid from breaking down and to keep it potent. But with essential oils, if you have an upset belly, you don't have to worry about it getting to where it needs to go or the stomach or liver breaking down its constituents. You can just rub it right on the location. So it's convenient, it's strong, it's very versatile, like I said, because it's extracted from the plant, and it's the lifeblood force of the plant, and it contains all those molecules which are great for the immune system. It has a wide variety of uses.
That's great. I mean, so with oils, once again, you have the versatility of applying it, whether it's topically to your skin, whether it's through aromatherapy, whether it's through oral ingestion. That's why, I mean, I love them. And so this question is going to be very, very important to me, because one of the goals I have on this show is helping people take better care of themselves, mindful medicine, using their own minds. And obviously there's a lot of marketing and messaging out there, and we can get very, very confused. I get seduced by stuff I see, you know, like, whoa, I want that. That sounds great, right? So how can someone tell if they're getting a quality peppermint oil?
What they want to do is they want to look for the fact that it's a therapeutic grade A essential oil. Because
all right, wait, say that again. So say that really, like,
sure.
This is for our listeners. Say it really, really clear, because I want everybody to know how and where to get what's effective and what's good.
So you want to look for therapeutic grade A essential oils.
Okay, so
and,
A as an apple, correct? Or A as an alpha? So therapeutic grade
apple.
A. Okay.
Yes. And there's also a couple of standardizations that you can look for. They aren't available in the United States, so they're European standardizations.
Okay.
So it would be
which
an
makes
AFNAR
sense because
standardization.
I'm sorry, I completely interrupted you, but that makes sense because, folks, listeners, Europe is so far ahead of us in using effective, safe, natural remedies as medicines, and so they have standards in place far more than we have here, but they're good to learn from. So go right ahead.
That's true. They actually, in hospitals in Europe, they've been using essential oils for a long time. And actually, now the Cleveland Clinic and the Mayo Clinic are both using a brand called Young Living Essential Oils that are of therapeutic grade. But you want to look for if the company has AFNAR standardization and if they're also ISO, which is the International Standardization Organization.
All right, that's
that
it.
Help.
So I'm going to see if actually Dr. Lobisco will maybe shoot us a blog so we can put it up and you can hear all of these great things, or excuse me, read. We got about 15 seconds here. Sarah, thank you so much for your expertise, for what you do. It is definitely a great modality. It's the benefits of not only essential oils, but particularly peppermint oil here in this case. All right, this is Dr. Holly Steele, Mindful Medicine. Stay tuned.